The results of social norms. Bullying has existed for many years, but hasn't been as public as it has been for the past couple of years. All of the social norms thrown together has built up an army of hatred, an army that will verbally and physically hurt others. This is a story about a man who dealt with bullying and overcame it.
I'm Hector. I go to Philadelphia Military Academy at Overson. I'm a senior. I'm from Guayama, Puerto Rico, and I'm 18 years old.
How's school for you?
Good. Great school, good teachers, bringing my grades up, like the environment. So yeah, everything's going good.
Okay, and how was your childhood like?
My childhood was good. Some bumps, because I was sick 2 or 3 years when I was younger. I had lead poisoning, but besides that, I had like normal childhood, as in everyone else. As growing up, I was really young compared to my siblings, which were 30, 40. The youngest one was my brother, who was already 12 when I was born. Then growing up, after that, after being sick for a couple years, started being healthy and playing sports, going out with cousins, bike riding, things like that. Around when I was 6, my older brother Raymond joined the army and kind of changed a lot of things. He wasn't around that much, which he was like kind of like a second father. So I really didn't have someone around my age that was a sibling to talk to or things like that.
Okay, so you said you were ill for about 3 years in your life. Were you made fun of in school because you were ill?
Yeah, I was made fun of because I was a skinny kid with a bowl cut and bifocals. So I got a lot of Harry Potter looking Chicken Little, I guess, nowadays. So yeah, I was made fun of a few times.
And how did you feel about it?
In the beginning, I was angry about it. Because I didn't think it was funny, because I knew I was sick. No one else knew that. And the bowl cut, I didn't really mind. Some people liked it, some people didn't. Some people thought it was geeky. Bifocals, well, I needed them, so I just had to live with it.
So how was middle school for you?
Middle school was maybe the big turn point from the good childhood to the bad one. I started hanging out with the wrong people, doing the wrong things, maybe because I felt as in I didn't have anyone there to understand or I can talk to. And the ones I did were my friends who were doing bad things, as in jumping people, always fighting. Most of them nowadays just sell drugs or just dropped out of high school.
Did your parents ever find out you were a bully?
Yeah. First year of middle school, the teacher called them because I was involved in an altercation with another student, and I just blew off in class and disrespected her. And they came to school, and we had a parent-student conference. And during that parent-teacher conference, my parents sat down with the teacher to talk about my problems and my attitude and my temper and how I was always getting involved in fights and hanging around with the wrong people. And the teacher tried to explain to it, like, to my parents, the way I was acting. My parents got the point, and they just all started trying to convince me to change, but it just went through one ear, came out the other. I didn't really care what they said. They weren't the ones trying to listen to me when I was going through the problems.
What were your extremes while being a bully?
How we jumped a kid. Hurt them really bad. It was just random things, as in hang out in group, and the first guy we seen, we just started hitting him, and we really didn't stop until he was really hurt. And this one time, this kid really got hurt, and he was bleeding from his nose. He wasn't really moving. He was on the ground, and I really didn't care if he got up or did, or he was just there, and we just laughed and walked away. And I don't know whatever happened to that kid, because I didn't really know him. He was just a stranger on the street.
What made you stop?
Well, around 2010, when I was in my sophomore year, I started hanging out with a new crowd of people, new friends, and I started realizing that what I was doing was wrong, that I didn't have to do that in order to satisfy my feelings or get over my problems. I could find people to talk to. And while I kind of found a person to talk to, and that's my current girlfriend, she realized that I have a temper and a really bad attitude. She sat down one day with me. She asked why was I like that, and I opened up to her. She taught me new ways of overcoming problems, overcoming my temper, and how to control it, so that when the moment came, I can control myself and not black out and go do crazy stuff like I used to.
What are you planning on doing in the future?
Currently, I signed up for the Army about a month ago, and now I'm in the process of picking a job, which most likely will be in intelligence or military police. And from there, after the 5 years I serve, I'd like to get a bachelor's or a master's while I'm still in the Army. And hopefully I can get in criminal justice, so when I come out, I can become a state trooper or go for the FBI.
Overall, did you think that your problems as a child made you become a stronger person and that's why you want to go to the Army?
That's partial of what made me stronger, but just seeing my brother join, before that, I already had, as a small kid, I wanted to be like one of those superheroes. From that into the problems I had, seeing my brother join, it kind of stuck to me that that's something I wanted to do, and I wanted to serve my country.
Will you always remember who you are and where you came from?
I always remember where I came from. And I always remember who I am. I always remember who I was, too, since I transformed into a new person. I like this new person to me. Yeah, I think I remember everything, even the place I came from.
How does your parents feel now that you're not the problematic child anymore, but now you're the strong child who's going to go to the Army?
They're proud. They're really proud. Especially my dad, who kind of supports the idea of me joining. He's very patriotic and he understands my views of life and the things I went through, because he can kind of understand since he went through that himself. He fought for what he wanted. He fought to make a family, which he did.